I could live forever, which I quite possibly will, and still never understand how Ian or Levi slept that day. Not that either of them slept soundly. Sometimes Levi was so eerily still and silent that, had I not been able to hear his heartbeat from the other bed, I'd have worried he was dead. Then he'd startle awake, release a weak, painful moan, and slip back into what sounded like a fitful, restless sleep. He had to be in agony, both emotionally and physically, but his exhaustion must have taken over. I wished mine would do the same. Beside me, Ian was also still and silent, but he woke up constantly. Almost every 15 minutes, like clockwork, he'd jerk awake. His heartbeat shot through the roof. He breathed so hard he was almost hyperventilating, and more than once I swore he was shaking. But before long, time and time again, he'd slip right back to sleep. I, on the other hand, stared up at the motel room's water-stained ceiling. Thick curtains kept out the sun's deadly midday rays, but vampire eyes saw as well in darkness as human eyes did in daylight. Every bronze-ringed, asymmetrical stain in the cheap, ages-old ceiling was perfectly visible and gave me something to focus on. Something to hold my gaze, anyway. The two men sleeping fitfully in this bed and the next one kept a death grip on my attention. Levi worried me. None of his injuries were life-threatening as near as I could tell, but what if there was something I hadn't noticed? If there was any internal bleeding, any slow time bomb of an injury or blood flowing in places and directions it didn't belong, I'd have sensed it. But I was no doctor. What else could the impact of a motorcycle crash do to him? None of us were sure how badly he'd broken his ribs, and I had visions of a piece puncturing his lung, or a splinter off his broken collarbone getting into his bloodstream and fucking something up. Taking him to a hospital was too risky, especially after we'd left Selena's body outside an ER in the early hours before dawn. I kept my face as hidden as I could when I carried her to the door, but a security camera might have picked up our license plate, and the car had likely been reported stolen by the wolf pack. This shady backwoods motel was reasonably safe, but once we set out on the open road, we were fucked. I could convert him. He begged me to last night. With his closest friend dead on the pavement and his entire world crashing to the ground at his feet, he wanted to abandon everything he'd ever known and become one of us. But I couldn't. Though it would heal his injuries and relieve his physical pain, a conversion was not something that could happen in the heat of the moment. That and conversions were especially dangerous for wolves. It couldn't be an impulsive decision. Closing my eyes, I listened to Ian's slow, steady breathing and his heartbeat. Almost half a century as a vampire myself, and I still expected to listen for his heart and hear nothing. Like we were really the walking cadavers legend had painted us to be, with neither breath nor beating hearts. But like me, he breathed, and his heart thudded dully in the stillness, marking a relaxed, slumbering pace that I hoped would last several restful hours. Converting him was still one of my deepest regrets. There hadn't been any other options, and even if there had been, there wouldn't have been time to consider any of them because he'd been seconds away from death. Still, I'd hated this existence for all the decades I lived it, and regardless of the circumstances, my conscience wouldn't let me forget that I'd condemned him to the same. And now, in no small part because of that decision to convert him rather than let him die on my apartment floor, here we were. Question was, what the fuck did we do now? Were we safer staying together or splitting up and hoping for the best? I banished that thought as quickly as it crossed my mind. Levi was in no condition to go on alone. Even if he were, we'd worked too hard to find Ian, come too close to losing each other, and already lost Selena. The wolves wanted to hunt us down and kill us because Ian and Levi had broken one of their sacred rituals. Fine. They'd have to catch all of us, because we were in this together, and that was the end of it. We should all have been in it to the end. Selena's death hit all of us hard, especially Levi, and I cringed at the memory of her slipping away after the motorcycle crash. I don't know if Levi heard it, but I couldn't forget the silence that had followed her heart's last feeble beat.